Good. The Mishnah Daf Chaf from the base Mishnah reads as follows: Kol Hayom Kasher LaKriyas HaMegillah. The whole day is kosher for reading the Megillah. You can read the Megillah all day. Ulakriyas HaHalel. You could say Halel all day. On a day when you have to say Halel, you've got all day to say Halel. Letkiyas Shofar. In the day when we blow Shofar, which is of course Rosh Hashanah, very excellent, everybody, right? So you've got all day to blow the shofar. Ula netilas lulav, and on Sukkot, you've got all day to do the mitzvah of lulav. Letfilas hamusafin, on a day when we daven musaf, you've got all day to say musaf. Limusafin, on a day when we bring a korban musaf, you've got all day to bring the korban. Levidoy haparim, if the Beis Din has to bring a par elam dover shel tzibor, if a Kohen Gadol has to bring, right, the par when he makes a mistake in psak or something like that, so that vidoy on that par, he's got all day to do it. Levidoy Meiser, when you bring your, at the end of a Meiser cycle, not a Shemitah cycle, but a Meiser cycle, meaning at the end of year 3, right, and at the end of year 6. Right, so you do a vidui meiser, right? Biarti akodesh min abayis vegam nisativ, right? That I took care of all of the meiser that I had to do the past few years. That declaration all day. Levidui yom akipurim, vidui yom kippur, all day. Smicha, when you bring a korban, smicha, you lean on the animal all day. Shchita, all day. Tenufa. Sometimes some of the korbanos require tenufa. They translate in English as waving. The Kohen takes it and he goes like this, out and in. You know, like we do a lulav and an esrog, we do the dalad minim, out and it's the same motion. That's tenufa, right? Anybody know, by the way, what korbanos the Kohen does tenufa on? The Kohen does tenufa by the sota, correct, everybody, correct. And then he also does tenufa probably more frequently, at least I would hope more frequently. On the Shtei Alechem, is that what you said? Very excellent, Asaf. On the Shtei Alechem, on Shavuos, right? The Kohen took the Shtei Alechem and he did Tenufa. He did this motion, out and in, right? In all of the directions, just like we shake a lulav and esrog. That's Tenufa. You've got all day to do Tenufa. Where did I go? Lehagosha, to approach the Mizbeach with the Korban, all day. Lekmitza, to take the Mincha, right? You're going to take the Korban Mincha, that motion, that right there. Kemitza. Lahaktara, to bring it up all day. Limalika, that's by birds. You don't do shchit, right? By korbanos, right? When you bring a bird, they do malika. They break the neck, right? That's the malika. So you've got all day. Likabola, to receive the blood all day. Hazaya, to sprinkle the blood all day. Lashkoya sota, to give the sota to drink all day. Arifas ha'egla, when you do an egla arufa, they break the neck of the egel. All day. Latara sa mitzora, the procedure of tara for mitzora, all day. So all of these things, you've got all day to do it. Now, kol alayla, in the opposite scenario, right, when you do things at night, kosher liktsira sa omer, fascinating, by the way, the korban omer was brought during the day, but they used to harvest the barley for the korban omer at night. That barley harvest for the korban omer happened at night. You got all night to do it. Lehekter chalovim ve'avarim, they burnt the fats and limbs of animals from that day's korbanos, so they would burn them at night. This is the first Mishnah in Brachos, right? The Mishnah says that they didn't do korbanos at night, but whatever was left over, fats and limbs and the korbanos of the day, they brought those at night. You've got all night to do it. Zeh haklal, this is the rule. Dover shemitzvaso bayom kosher kol hayom, dover shemitzvaso balayla kosher kol halayla. If the mitzvah is to do something during the day, you've got all day to do it. If the mitzvah is to do something at night, you've got all night to do it. Now the Gemara from here until the end of the Perek is going to figure out how we know each of these things that we just listed in the Mishnah is to be done by day or is to be done by night. So the Gemara asks me, Nolan, how do you know Megillah is supposed to be done during the day? Amar Kavai Hayamim Ha'ele Niskarim V'Nasim. These days, remember we learned something very similar last night, right? So these days, we remember them, we celebrate them, it's got to be day. L'kriya sa'halel, how do you know that halel has to be said during the day? Dichsiv, because the pasuk in halel says, Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mivo'o. Rabbi Yossi says, it's a different pasuk in halel, which says, Zehayom Asa Hashem, right? So both psukim are talking about daytime activity. That's why halal has to be during the day. Tilas luv, how do you know luv is during the day? Tichsiv lukachtem lachem. Bayom harishon. Letkiyas shofar dichsiv. Yom tiruai elachem. Everybody sees what's going on here, right? Yeah. Limusafin dichsiv dvar Yom biyomo litfilas hamusafin while kimusafin shavin rabbanon. The rabbis pattern the tefillah of musaf after the korban of musaf. So if the korban of musaf is dvar yom biyomo, has to be during the day. So presumably the rabbis established, not presumably, the rabbis did establish the tefillah of musaf to be all day. Levidoy parim diyolif kapara kapara miyom akipurim. That we learned vidoy par right of the based in the Kohen Gadol from the vidoy of Yom Kippur. The Tanya Gabi Yom Kippur v'chiper ba'ado v'adbe so b'kaparis dvar makasim medaber v'chapara b'yamamu d'chsiv b'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem. So the Kohen has to do vidoy on Yom Kippur. Vidoy kapara on Yom Kippur is during the day. How do you know kapara on Yom Kippur is during the day? Because the pasuk says b'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem. On this day you have kapara. So all other elements and aspects of kapara are going to be during the day also, because kapara takes place during the day. Ulevidoy maiser, how do you know the declaration after maiser has to be done during the day? Dichsiv v'amar tolik me'ashem alkecha bi'arati ha'kodesh min abayis, because the Torah tells us the declaration you have to make when you do the vidoy maiser is samach lei hayom hazeh Hashem alkecha mitzach. And soon thereafter, the next verse in the Torah says bayom hazeh, on this day. So we juxtapose those two concepts, and vidoy maiser needs to be said during the day. How do you know that doing shchita and smicha and the korban has to be during the day? Tichsiv v'somach v'shachat uksiv bo b'shchita b'yom ziv chavchem. Right, so we link smicha to shchita, and by shchita the Torah says b'yom zivchem, on the day that you sacrifice. L'tenufa dichsiv b'yom hanivchem esa omer. So again, b'yom lahagasha deiskeish l'tenufa, bringing it close, we linked to the hanafa. Dichsiv v'lokacha kwe miyara isha es minchas hakinaos v'hinif. Vehikriv, you see, vehinif, vehikriv. So if the waving of the sotus korban has to be during the day, so the bringing of it close has to be during the day also, because they go together in the pasuk. Lemelika ulekmitza ulaaktara ulaazaya. All of the other elements of korbanos tichsiv biyom tzavasos bnei Yisrael. Because when God gives us the Torah sakorbanos in the beginning of Vayikra, so it says biyom, on the day that God commanded us all of these things. So we learn that all of the avodas hakorbanos is done during the day. Ulashka sota, how do we know that she has to drink during the day? Asya Torah Torah. It's Xera Shava. Ksiv Hakavasala Kohen. Eskola Torah Hazos. By the sota, it says that the Kohen does to her this, all of this Torah. Uksiv Hasam al piha Torah Asher Yarucha Viala Mishpat. Ma Mishpat Bayom Afkan Bayom. And al piha Torah Asher Yarucha is a pasuk about Beis Din. So the Gemara learns the halacha is that Beis Din doesn't meet at night. Did we know this? Beis Din only meets during the day. Beis Din doesn't meet at night. So we link the Torah in describing Beis Din uses this terminology of Torah, and in describing Sota it uses this terminology of Torah. So we learn Xerah Shava that just like Beis Din is only during the day, Hashkoa Sota is only during the day too. Ula Arikas HaEgla, how do we know that? We breaking the neck of the Egla Arufa only during the day. Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, Kapara Ksiv Baki Kodoshim, because Egla Arufa is a form of Kapara, and we just established, 3-4 minutes ago, that Kapara takes place during the day. Where did we establish that from? Yom Kippur, very good, everybody. Right, by Yom Hazeh Yichaper Aleichem, very, very excellent. Uletaras Mitzora, how do we know the Tara Pras of the Mitzora is during the day? Dichsiv Zos Tiyeh Taras Mitzora Biyom Taharaso Kol Alayla. Now let's get to the night. Kol Alayla Kasha L'Ktzirasa Omer Do Amar Mar Ktzira Usfira Balayla. That's amazing, right? The harvest of the Korban Omer and the counting of the Sefiras HaOmer take place at night, but the actual bringing of the Korban HaOmer takes place during the day, right? Very, very excellent. Good. Ulehekter Chalavim V'Evarim, the burning of the fats and the limbs, Tichsiv Kol HaLayla Ad HaBoker. It's exactly when you do it. Zaklal. Dover shemitzvasa bayom, kosher kol ayom. Zaklal asuye mai. Does everybody understand this question in the Gemara? The Mishnah gave us this whole list of things that you do during the day. And then at the end, the Mishnah says, list is the rule. Anything whose mitzvah is during the day, you've got all day. Or is it, well, you just gave us this whole list. So what's not on the list? right, that you're coming to include, right, when you say the Zaklal, that this is the general rule. So lasui sidur bazichin v'siluk bazichin, setting up of the ketores and the shtei alechem. I'm sorry, and the lechem aponim. Ki Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, siluk es hayishana shachres v'sidur es hachadosha arvis ein bakach klom. Like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, I'm not sure if we learn like Rabbi Yossi, right? I think that when I was younger, I didn't learn this. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that when you're exchanging things in the Kodesh, say the Shtei Lechem Aponim. Yeah? So Rabbi Yossi says you can take out the Lechem Aponim in the morning and then put in the new Lechem Aponim at night. That's okay. It's fine. Right? Umani Mekayim Lifnei Hashem Tamid Shelo Yeshulchan Belo Lechem, that you can't go a whole day without having the Lechem Aponim inside of the Shulchan. The Rabbanim's opinion is that you can never have a moment without the Lechem Aponim in the Shulchan. And that's why they say, and this is what I learned when I was a kid, that as they took out the Lechem Aponim, they were putting in the new Lechem Aponim. Is that what you is that what you learned? That's not what Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Yossi said that you could take it out in the morning, put it back in the afternoon. It's all okay, so long as the day doesn't go by without Lechem Aponim. So our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says you've got all day to do it. The Rabbanan don't believe that. The Rabbanan believe you've got to do it simultaneously. But Rabbi Yossi believes you've got all day to do it. That's what's being included in Mitzvaso Kol Hayom. Davar Shemitzvaso Balayla Kosher Kol Halayla. What about the flip side? Something that you do at night, the mitzvah is to be, it can be done all night. Lasuye Mai. What's that adding? Lasuye Achilas Psochim. That's adding eating the Korban Pesach, that you've got all night to do it. Udulokir Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. And this is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria's opinion. Titanya Vachluas Abasar Balayla Azeh. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Rabbi Elazar said that God seems to link the eating of the Korban Pesach with Gzeirah Shavah, that links it with the Makas Pechoros. And just like the Makas Pechoros took place at Chatzos, so too the eating of the Korban Pesach is only until Chatzos. So our Mishnah, which says that anything which is at night can be done all night, is not in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria thinks that the Korban Pesach is only until Chatzos, and not in fact all night. There's a lot of people who try to be machmir for this opinion, try to end their Seder by Chatzos. That's based on this opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, that we link the Korban Pesach and all of the mitzvahs of the Laila with the Makas Bechoros that happened just until Chatzos. Hadronocha Korin Lamafreya. Very good, everybody.